Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jeff McNeil. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting third. The second baseman, Robinson Cano. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Michael Conforto. Batting fifth. The third baseman, J.D. Davis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dominic Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Adini Hecaveria. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tomas Nido. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jason Vargas. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jason Vargas. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Kyle Schwarber. Batting second. The right fielder, Chris Bryant. Batting third. The first baseman, Anthony Rizzo. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Javier Baez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wilson Contreras. Batting sixth. The third baseman, David Bott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Albert Almora. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Yu Darvish. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Addison Russell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Yu Darvish. And now, play ball. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. One out. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso strikes out swinging. Two outs. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cano hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Cano is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kyle Schwarber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schwarber hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Nido makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bryant hits a line drive deep towards left. Smith makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Anthony Rizzo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rizzo hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Rizzo is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Michael Conforto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. That is ball 4. Conforto is on with a walk. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Conforto moves to third. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Conforto scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Adini Hecaveria is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hecaveria hits a pop-up towards second. Russell makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Javier Baez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Baez is on with a walk. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Contreras hits a fly ball towards right. McNeil is there to make the catch. One out. David Bott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Baez, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. David Bott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bott hits a ground ball towards third. Davis has it, but juggles the ball. Boat reaches on the error. Baez moves to third. Boat is on first. Albert Almora is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Boat, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Albert Almora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Almora hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Almora is out. Baez scores. Boat moves to third. Two outs. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Yu Darvish is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Darvish hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Boat scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Addison Russell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Russell hits a line drive towards right. McNeil is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nido hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Jason Vargas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vargas is called out on strikes. One out. Jeff McNeil batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McNeil is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeil hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Nido scores. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alonso is 0-for-1 in the game. Alonso strikes out swinging. Two outs. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cano is 0-for-1 in the game. Cano hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Darvish covering, and Cano is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kyle Schwarber is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Schwarber is 0-for-1 in the game. Schwarber hits a fly ball towards center. Conforto makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryant hits a line drive deep towards right center field. McNeil is there to make the catch. Two outs. Anthony Rizzo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Rizzo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Michael Conforto is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Conforto is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Conforto hits a fly ball towards left. Schwarber makes the catch for the out. One out. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Davis is on with a walk. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball towards right. Bryant is there to make the catch. Two outs. Adini Hecaveria is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hecaveria is 0-for-1 in the game. Hecaveria hits a line drive towards right. Bryant is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Javier Baez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baez strikes out swinging. One out. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Contreras is 0-for-1 in the game. Contreras hits a line drive towards second. Cano makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Boat is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Boat is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Boat is on with a walk. Albert Almora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Almora is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Almora hits a fly ball towards center. Conforto makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tomas Nido batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nido is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nido hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Nido is out. 1 out. Jason Vargas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vargas is 0 for 1 in the game. Vargas is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McNeil hits a fly ball towards right. Bryant is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Yu Darvish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Darvish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Darvish hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Addison Russell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Darvish scores. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Kyle Schwarber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Schwarber is 0 for 2 in the game. Schwarber hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso fields it and makes the out, unassisted. 1 out. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bryant is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryant hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Bryant is safe at second with a double. Anthony Rizzo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 2 in the game. Rizzo strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Brooks Pounders replaces Jason Vargas as pitcher and batting 9th. Javier Baez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Baez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 0 for 2 in the game. Alonso is called out on strikes. 1 out. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cano is 0 for 2 in the game. Cano strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Michael Conforto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conforto is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Conforto hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's Mets, 4, Cubs, 4. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ground ball towards third. Boat has it, but juggles the ball. Davis reaches on the error. Davis is on first. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball towards left. Schwarber makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Contreras is 0 for 2 in the game. Contreras hits a ground ball towards the mound. Pounders throws to first, and Contreras is out. one out. David Bote is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bote hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Bote is out. Two outs. Albert Almora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Almora is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Almora hits a ground ball towards short. Hecaveria is there, but bobbles the ball. Almora reaches on the error. Almora is on first. Daniel Desk also pinch hits for Yu Darvish batting eighth. Daniel Desk also is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Almora is picked off first base. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Brad Brack replaces Albert Almora as pitcher and batting 7th. Jason Hayward replaces Daniel Desk also as center fielder batting 8th. Adini Hecaveria is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hecaveria is 0 for 2 in the game. Hecaveria hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hecaveria moves to second. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nido is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nido strikes out swinging. One out. Ahmed Rosario pinch hits for Brooks Pounders batting 9th. Ahmed Rosario is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rosario hits a line drive towards right. Bryant is there to make the catch. Two outs. Mike Montgomery replaces Brad Brack as pitcher and batting 7th. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McNeil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McNeil hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Hecaveria scores. It's 5-4, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Seth Lugo replaces Ahmed Rosario as pitcher and batting 9th. Jason Hayward is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hayward strikes out swinging. One out. Addison Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Russell is out. Two outs. Kyle Schwarber batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Schwarber is 0 for 3 in the game. Schwarber hits a fly ball towards left. Smith makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alonso is 0 for 3 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. One out. Robinson can no batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Can no is 0 for 3 in the game. Can no hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Can no is safe at second with a double. Michael Conforto is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Conforto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Conforto strikes out swinging. Two outs. JD Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ground ball towards first. Rizzo fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. the Cubs will come to bat. Todd Frazier replaces J.D. Davis as third baseman batting fifth. Jeff McNeil moves from right fielder to left fielder. Juan Laguayers replaces Dominic S.M. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. It as center fielder batting sixth. Michael Conforto moves from center fielder to right fielder. Bryant hits a fly ball towards right. Conforto is there to make the catch. One out. Anthony Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rizzo is 0-for-3 in the game. Rizzo hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Javier Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baez hits a line drive deep towards center. Laguayers makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Contreras is 0-for-3 in the game. Contreras hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Rowan Wick replaces Mike Montgomery as pitcher and batting 7th. Adini Hecaveria is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hecaveria is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hecaveria is called out on strikes. One out. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nido is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nido is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos Gomez pinch hits for Seth Lugo batting 9th. Carlos Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. That is ball 4. Gomez is on with a walk. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McNeil is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McNeil strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Edwin Diaz replaces Jeff McNeil as pitcher and batting 1st. Carlos Gomez moves from pinch hitter to left fielder. David Bote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bote hits a fly ball towards left. Gomez makes the catch for the out. One out. Victor Caratini pinch hits for Rowan Wick batting 7th. Victor Caratini is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caratini strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jason Hayward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hayward is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayward strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.